On the live line with us this morning is Hugh Futrell. He's the general contractor in charge of that boutique held in the clock tower in the square in Santa Rosa. Hugh, glad to have you here.
Pleasure to talk to you, Pat.
And let's talk about the kinds of challenges that one faces working and trying to refurbish an old building like that.
Sure, happy to. One thing, just a point of correction, though, we're actually also the developer and co-owner of the hotel, along with our partner, Greystone Hotels.
Very good. I'll plan on asking you even further details about it. Good news, Hugh.
Okay. So the Empire Building, the clock tower building that we're putting the boutique hotel in, along with some adjacent buildings, is, of course, a historic icon of downtown Santa Rosa. It's
yes.
Eligible for the historic registry. It'll be placed on the National Historic Registry. That means can't touch the exterior at all. So we had to weatherize the exterior. A lot of things had to be fixed there. There had to be new windows. We had to reach current energy standards for the building. But we couldn't really touch the exterior. We needed, if anything, to restore the exterior exactly as it was. On the inside, there were a number of structural challenges. That's typical in rehabilitation. We also did the former AT&T building, which is now the Luther Burbank Savings Building, also in Cordell Square,
right,
which was a major rehabilitation job as well. So the interior of the building essentially was entirely reconstructed in terms of mechanical systems, electrical systems, structural retrofits. The inside will be completely different, but the outside had to be preserved, and so that was a challenge.
And what is the timeline looking like, Hugh? Because we've been watching, you know, as this thing has come along and, you know, seen some of the pallets of drywall being elevated up to the upper parts of that building. What does the time frame look like at this point?
Well, the project has two phases, and the first one is to complete the rehabilitation of the Empire Building, the Clock Tower Building, and open that and begin to serve guests. And that will be sometime at the end of May or beginning of June.
Of this year.
The second, so it's moving along very rapidly inside at this stage. Then the adjoining building to the south, which will be entirely redone, and there will be a third floor added with a rooftop cafe and bar and an adjoining courtyard. That project hasn't started yet. We expect to get that permit for construction from the city pretty soon, and we would anticipate right around January of next year, that phase of the project would then be opened.
Okay, it is obviously a huge undertaking. What's the name of the place?
This is the Hotel E.
Hotel E.
Hotel E for Enology, for Empire, the old Empire Hotel, and that will be the brand of the hotel.
How many rooms, Hugh?
When both phases are completed, there will be 69 rooms and two suites, along with a Starbucks on the ground floor, not of the clock tower building, but of the additional building.
Right.
A Perry's restaurant. Perry's, as you know, is an iconic San Francisco restaurateur. There'll be meeting rooms, a wine bar in the clock tower building itself, and a fitness room.
Very good. Now, let me ask you this, Hugh. Will any of us locals be able to afford to eat or stay there?
Absolutely. You know, this isn't... as a company, we've built a lot of things in Santa Rosa and downtown, and we're committed to serving the whole community. So obviously, a hotel is oriented largely to out-of-town guests. But Perry's Restaurant will be a neighborhood gathering place for folks throughout the community, really. It is high-quality food at a very reasonable price. You got the Starbucks as well, the wine bar, and the rooftop cafe. We think will be extremely attractive to folks in the community. People will be able to go there, look over Cordell Square, have a drink, have a bite to eat, and that we think will be very, very appealing for people locally. And we've had a lot of excitement among people who are aware of it here as
well. Well, a lot of us are looking forward to it opening for a number of those same reasons, Hugh. And I'm curious, how do you market this thing outside of the county?
Well, our hotel partner, Greystone Hotels, operates a number of boutique hotels. So they've got a team of advertising specialists, marketing specialists, who will work to market that to,
right,
to folks both in the Bay Area and elsewhere.
Well, one of the things that we like about the notion is that it will be marketed to outside entities, and just a further reinforcement that the wine country is back from the 2017 fires.
That's right. And a further reinforcement also, the downtown Santa Rosa is an attraction.
Where are people going to park?
We will have valet parking and have an agreement with the city on the garage that is next to the transit mall over there to be able to use part of that for secure valet parking.
Okay, secure valet parking. Sounds safe enough. Hugh, I look forward to another conversation as Hotel E gets ready to open its doors.
We'll look forward to it as well, Pat.
All right, very good. That is general contractor, developer, part owner of Hotel E. That is the place that will be in the Clock Tower building on the square. Hugh Futrell, thanks for being here this morning.